This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Whenever a producer and I travel out of Washington, D.C. to report a story for the show, we try to arrange what we call shopping opportunities. When we planned the trip to Austin, Texas for the South by Southwest Festival, we knew we would stop by Allen's Boots. We were not alone. The owners of the store consider the festival its second Christmas. We arrived after breakfast on a Thursday morning just as Allen's opened for business. Sean Greenberg, whose father Steve owns the store, shared some of the family history and described the store's journey from Dallas to Austin.
My grandfather has always been like a retail salesman. He helped start Payless Shoes, but then he started his own shoe store in the Dallas area. Another competing shoe store moved in a few doors down, so to show him, my grandfather decided to start selling boots. He started a boot store in Dallas, and then my father worked for him, and then my father moved down here.
And set up the shop here.
Right.
And when was that?
1977.
When he was in high school, Sean Greenberg says he rebelled against the whole idea of cowboy boots. But in college, he had a change of heart. Today, he is all about his most recent acquisition, Cayman Crocodile boots.
Awesome. And then I got this custom top.
Look at that boot. It's silver on the top, brown crocodile on the foot, and then it's got this wonderful kind of
collar.
Weave and collar. Is that what you call it at the top of the boot?
Yeah.
So did you have them custom made silver like that?
Yeah, like you can mix and match stuff. So
what would a customer have to pay for the boots that you're wearing?
I didn't even want to look at the price of these, but I think you'd be looking at about $1,300 or $1,400.
Allen's Boots is offering an even bigger ticket item right now, limited edition 125th anniversary boots by Lucchese. To mark the company founding, Allen's is selling 125 pairs for $12,500 per pair. Okay, so you don't have the deep pockets of some of the celebrities who've purchased boots here, actor Lawrence Fishburne and singer Trisha Yearwood, but you want a cowboy boot. We had Sean Greenberg explain what separates the cowboy boot from the other footwear.
Typically, when you say a cowboy boot, you're talking about a boot that's about 12 to 13 inches tall. It's got this V right here.
At the top where
yeah,
you put it in?
Exactly. The pull straps. And then a Western heel is going to be roughly like an inch and a quarter.
Mm-hmm. High.
With this slant on the back. This is a pointed toe, but there's also a round toe or a more square toe.
But if people are spending a lot of money for a boot like this, they want to get something that is going to fit and is going to last. Is there something unique to shopping for cowboy boots that's unlike shopping for shoes? I mean, do they have to be put on a certain way, fit a certain way?
Yes. It's a whole other world, really. The most important part of the boot, as far as fit goes, is right across the top of your foot.
Right.
Through the width.
Right.
And the big difference between boots, cowboy boots especially, and shoes is that your heel should move when you walk in a boot. It should come up as you walk. It should move freely. That's what I tell people when, as soon as they come in, you know, you just want it to fit snug across the top of your foot, like a glove.
Mm-hmm.
As long as your toes are comfortable, you know, your toes come up into the toe box like right about there.
Right, so there's an inch of boot left.
Other than that, it's just a matter of finding what
kind
is most comfortable.
So, where do I start?
Go ahead and slip
on.
It on. We'll see how it goes.
You see if it really fits.
Most people go down about a half size, too.
Yeah.
So, if you wear like an 8-inch in a shoe, you
well,
want it to be tough. You want it to be tough to get on.
Okay, I bought them. Old Gringos, black with green and red stitching. On sale, I might add. But what I gained in footwear, I lost in eyewear. My sunglasses disappeared. They turned up 3 days later in a boot. A common occurrence, says Greenberg. A lot of cell phones and wallets are accidentally dropped in boots every week. There used to be a time when the day's proceeds were put into a different boot every night at closing time. But owner Steve Greenberg said it became too difficult to remember which boot the money was in. You can see a short slideshow on how to get fitted for a cowboy boot at our website, npr.org.